since we signed the partnership accord in 2012, we've had a number of successes with our nation partners. Specifically, we've seen the growth and engagement of our Aboriginal Patient Navigator program. We've seen specific healthcare work plans that have been developed for each of our nation partners. We've provided funding for mental health and substance use beds directly to nations. We have worked on improving access to home care through our elder care program that we're currently rolling out across the seven territories. We paid some really special attention to cultural safety based on some significant complaints and relevant cultural breaches. We've held a number of cultural safety forums that have helped local communities, patients who are engaged with care, but also the providers who are part of that care to be a part of some of the healing, and most importantly, to play a part in the solution. We've also had the advantage in the last several years to draw on a number of foundational documents in Canada. We thought these were important to reflect in our partnership accords. Specifically, there is the United Nations Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People, which provides some very clear guidance. We also, in Canada, have the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which are there to help guide us as we try to close some of the gaps faced by our Indigenous communities. And most recently, we have the report just last week from the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And although that's not yet reflected in the partnership accord, I think there's some real lessons learned from within that report that we will take very seriously as we look to our partners and our LOU or letter of understanding tables to do what we can to address some of the problems identified.